You're listening to the Discovery Health Puppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. This podcast series is designed to empower doctors and allied healthcare professionals to truly understand the Protection of Personal Information Act, a groundbreaking piece of legislation that fundamentally changes the way in which healthcare businesses deal with patient information. Each episode of this podcast series answers a burning question around reaching Puppy Act compliance.
Hi. I'm Larry Borowitz, the Deputy Information Officer of Discovery Health and host of the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals series. Discovery Health has created this podcast series to support healthcare practitioners to ensure they are ready for the Poppy Act when it will be fully enforceable on the 1st of July 2021. What is Discovery Health doing to be papaya compliant and to assist healthcare practitioners with compliance? Discovery Health's been working on papaya since 2014 and has undertaken a number of initiatives to ensure compliance. To list some of these initiatives, let's start with the privacy statement. So on the Discovery website, one can access the privacy statement, which applies to Discovery Health and includes a number of clauses relating to how Discovery Health wants to protect the information of its members. Parts of this privacy statement are also included in new business application forms. Discovery's also been on a program to increase security of its internal systems, as well as those systems which are accessed externally, like its website. So a lot of effort and investment's been made in the various networks and systems that are used within the business, as well as when interfacing externally with other third parties. There are also special access control projects which have been undertaken to ensure that the right people can access the right information at the right time. We've also looked at our third-party contracts to ensure that these contracts include clauses which are poppy-related, to ensure that when we're engaging with third parties, the information we're sharing is properly protected and that these third parties who are operating in an operator capacity understand their responsibilities. We've also updated our subscriptions functionality on our website and on our app in order for people to subscribe and unsubscribe from various communications. And we will also be going live with a project at the end of June to enable people to update their contact details more seamlessly. We also have a project underway to ensure we can de-identify and delete member data as and when requested. Discovery Health has also created a system where any member can log an incident relating to their privacy, which will then go through formal channels within the organization and, if necessary, be actually dealt with by the regulator. Discovery Health has also created three platforms to ensure engagement with providers is secure and the member data is protected. The first platform is Health ID, which enables a secure login to access patient information. It also has a consent system which can be received from members or from data subjects for specific practitioners, and patient records are also secured in a clinical data repository. Our second platform is the Provider Zone, where practices can use a secure login to access patient as well as their own practice information. And the third platform is Connected Care, which is a secure, enhanced system to enable health practitioner consultations. So Discovery Health continues to find new and innovative ways to service its healthcare practitioners, its members and other stakeholders, and to do everything in our power to ensure that information relating to patients, to members, to providers and other stakeholders is protected to the best of our ability.
You've been listening to the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. Be sure to look out for the other episodes in this podcast series.